tech you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Hey, there's a film opening this weekend, and I wanted to let you know about it. I've been watching it get prepared and launch for quite some time. It's called The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. And I've actually talked to some of the people that are in it. Kevin Sorbo's in this, Mira Sorvino, even Peter Coyote. You remember him from E.T.? And I think he was also in A Walk to Remember, but Kevin Sorbo, of course, is, you know, Kevin Sorbo. But it's got a big name cast. And it is all about this girl who believes in miracles, and her faith stimulates solutions in the world around her during the course of the story. I think it's going to be an interesting presentation, because I know that the world has a tough time believing in the supernatural, that God exists, that he's doing things, that he cares enough to interfere with nature today. But I am thrilled that it's coming out, and I think it's going to be very, very well received. In fact, I've said this a couple of times to the people that had shown it to me, the trailer. I don't normally tear up at the sight of trailers, but I got teary eyed just watching this one. We may play the audio for you of the trailer on Friday's show. But if you want more info, you can go to thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. Thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. Now, listen to this. It's got a 94% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. And it's this totally unapologetic story about this girl who believes in God. 94% fresh. If you haven't seen it, go check out the trailer. And then make your plans to go to the theaters and see it this weekend. It's not on streaming, and it's not available on video on demand. This is actually a project that's trying to get people back into the actual theaters. So go and enjoy it. And look, rejoice. You get to finally have some popcorn and see something on the big screen again. It's going to be a great thing. Might even feel like a little bit of a miracle that, you know, we're kind of back on track to having life back. We could all use some encouragement along those lines, no? Again, the website is thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. Thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles, all one word. .com, the girl who believes in miracles.com. Okay, tomorrow on this show, the man who has been toying with the idea has finally thrown his hat into the ring. We hope to speak with Congressman and maybe future Governor Lee Zeldin. Can a Republican win in New York State? Can someone who's conservative and believes in God and all these other things, can you have a veteran who's a patriot actually be a governor in New York State? Well, we shall find out. It would be Mr. Squeaky Clean, Lee Zeldin, against Dr. Dirty and Andrew Cuomo. That would be quite a matchup, would it not? All right, we'll consider that tomorrow. It's Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I've got an idea for you, friends. This weekend, do something fun. Go to the movie theaters. Go see a movie. I've got a great suggestion for you. The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. It is this really very touching story. Kevin Sorbo, Mira Sorvino, Peter Coyote are all in this. It is about faith. It is about life. It is about really genuinely trusting and believing in a God that can intervene in the affairs of mankind. The trailer looks fantastic. It scored a 94% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, which for a Christian film, that's pretty incredible. I've already told you about the cast. Obviously, as we're thinking about pandemic and economic recovery and everything else, a lot of people could use some hope in terms of a miracle in their own life right now. And the guy who produced this movie is 98 years old. It's his first film to do. It's his first movie to produce. which is really cool. It's got Lauren Daigle in the soundtrack. You can't go wrong there. And it's only playing in theaters. And I love that. Go get some popcorn. Kind of begin to feel like life is getting back to normal again, no? They're not. It's not on streaming. It's not going to be on demand. You're going to have to go to the theaters to see it. So go to thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com, thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. That's the website. Find where it's playing. Grab some tickets. Take the family. Go enjoy some fun for a change. Tired of all the sky is falling. Everything's terrible. We're going to have to, be like this forever. No, let's turn it around. Something else the McCulloughs may do. I might get the family out to the shooting range this weekend. We'll see. But I was just noticing this in the Epoch Times. The governor of Arizona is the latest now to formally oppose the president's new executive orders on gun control, actually any federal gun control legislation. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill this week that would prohibit police and sheriffs in the state from enforcing federal guidelines that contradict or go against Arizona's gun laws, established gun laws. And of course, you can already see what's going to happen here, right? So you're going to have people say, well, wait a minute, the federal government says, well, Barack Obama got states to discount the weed laws. He encouraged the passage of legal weed at the state level in defiance of the federal law. This is kind of the same way, work in the opposite direction. Doug Ducey is saying, no, we're a state that has our own gun laws as determined by our citizens living in Arizona. We will abide by the laws that we created in Arizona. And here's what it's setting up, friends, is this is a very excellent reason to take a look at this. This will be the biggest test. The Biden presidency, I believe, will be the biggest test of federalism that we've had in a really long time. Is it the state's rights? Is it the federal government's rights? The state says it's our right. The Constitution seems to also enforce that. We'll see where all that goes. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, have a great weekend. See you on Monday.